Now to Afghanistan, where two recent attacks have targeted worshippers. Last Friday, a group of suicide bombers killed dozens of people at a Shiite mosque in southern Afghanistan. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. And an affiliate of the Islamic State, ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for a similar bombing a week before that in the northern province of Kunduz. At least 45 people were killed and dozens wounded there. Let's bring in Susanna George, another correspondent for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. She joins us from Islamabad in Pakistan. So, Susanna, why was a Shiite mosque targeted in Afghanistan?
Well, Shiites in Afghanistan are a minority group, and it's one of the groups that are most concerned about Taliban rule in the country now. Taliban fighters in parts of the country that they've controlled for years have long treated Shiites as second-class citizens. They've been accused of committing grave offenses against Shiite groups in the past. And so if you're looking to stoke ethnic tensions, increase fears about Taliban control, then targeting minorities is one way to go about that.
And what are people making of this more recent attack?
To them, this is the beginning of a pattern of these large-scale attacks, and it is increasing fears that the Taliban are unable to control militant terrorist groups in Afghanistan.
Remind us the relationship between ISIS-K and the Taliban.
ISIS-K and the Taliban are two very different groups. The Taliban is a group whose members are primarily drawn from Afghanistan, even though they have had considerable support from Pakistan. ISIS-K is an international terrorist organization. A lot of its members are drawn from outside of Afghanistan. And ISIS-K also has stated publicly that it intends to carry out attacks internationally. The Taliban has not. The group's goals were to rid the country of foreigners and impose an Islamic government in the country.
Well, you said that people in Afghanistan are concerned that the Taliban, which is now ruling the country, may not be able to provide security from attacks by ISIS-K. But what about the concerns about how they are reestablishing an Islamic State? Public hangings have resumed. Women are being discouraged from going to work or school. They promised change. It doesn't seem like they changed at all. What are the thoughts about Taliban rule?
Well, if you look closely at what Taliban leaders have said after the fall of Kabul, up until the U.S. withdrawal, the group never promised outright change. They acknowledged that Afghanistan had changed and that they would look at how the group could possibly adapt or interpret Islamic law in a way that would suit most Afghans. And if you look at, you know, just a few months ago, how the Taliban was maintaining security was with harsh punishments, often public, and the role of women was not in public life. And so this isn't really a change. This is really just a reflection of how the Taliban have ruled other parts of Afghanistan for years.
And as we said, you're reporting from neighboring Pakistan, and the Pakistani Taliban, known as the TTP, is looking across the border, and they are loving the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. They want to regain control of areas lost to the Pakistani military. So what's the thinking there in Pakistan? How concerned are people about the TTP there?
Pakistani officials are incredibly concerned that the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan could embolden militants on this side of the border. And not only, you know, the TTP, but could help increase recruitment for the TTP. The number of small attacks in areas where the TTP is active have been steadily increasing over the past few weeks. So Pakistani officials are very concerned. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's a lot of push from Pakistan for the international community to recognize the Taliban. Whether or not that's the right approach, Pakistan says that if the international community recognizes the Taliban, if development aid gets back flowing into the country, it will stabilize Afghanistan, and they hope then stabilize Pakistan as well.
Susanna George in Pakistan for The Washington Post. Susanna, thank you as always.
Thank you.